Okay, back on Sports Talk, it is time to talk some NASCAR with our main man, the president of Darlington. We welcome in Carrie Tharp to Sports Talk once again. We are 2 weekends away from the big weekend. We'll talk about that in just a moment. KT, it's great to have you with us. We hope you're doing well, sir.
Doing great, Phil. Always a pleasure to talk to you. And, yes, we've got this weekend coming up, and then all of a sudden it's our turn. So look forward to the race coming up in just a few days.
Yeah, I was going to say, it kind of reminds me of being pregnant because it's been 9 months since your last race, and you don't know what you have until you give birth, and you're about to give birth in another 2 weekends. So we'll see what you deliver.
Well, Phil, you know, I'm not sure if I could have said it any better. You've always had a way with words.
Thank you.
And Chris knows that, and Patrick knows that. But, yeah, it's been a while since we raced here at Darlington back Labor Day with the Cookout Southern 500. Eric Jones taking that checkered flag. But fast forward, as you said, a full pregnancy period, and we're 9 months later and getting ready for the throwback weekend of NASCAR. So very, very exciting. I went around the track today. It looks fantastic. It's only going to look better a week from now. And so a lot of good things happening here at the track. Too tough to tame.
Yeah, I want to get into that in just a moment. But I want to talk about what happened this past weekend, well, Monday, at Dover. Nobody loves rain at Dover more than Martin Truex Jr., that's for sure, because he has a knack for winning on Mondays. But it was, I thought, a heck of a race, and Ross Chastain made more good friends. I tell you what, have you ever seen a young driver in such a short amount of time in his career upset more people? Maybe Kyle Busch at the beginning of his career?
Yeah, I think they may run a close race there with that. But, yeah, almost every race now that we've had this season, after the race, certainly you talk about who won the race and how the race went, but there's always that mention of Ross Chastain and what he was involved in. And, you know, I look at it this way. I think the guy is a hard racer. I think he's a great competitor. I think he's fantastic for the sport. I mean, you were down there with him, and you saw him in Columbia when he was with us a few weeks ago. And so people talk about him, and certainly he causes some controversy is the right word, but I'm okay with that. I think comparing him to a young Kyle Busch is a pretty good comparison.
Yeah. If he goes on to have that career, he'll say, I don't care. But the thing is,
yeah, that's right.
The drivers are so fed up with him. It's like even when he apologizes, because he apologized, he said he didn't mean to do it. But Rusty Wallace nailed it on the television broadcast. Rusty said, you know, he's got a steering wheel, he's got a brake, and he's got a gas pedal. In other words, he should have been able to do something to avoid hitting Poole and starting that whole mess.
Right, and Rusty hit it the right way. He was the guy in charge and in control, right? So, I don't know. I mean, I think sometimes he gets a little ahead of himself, maybe. And let's look at it this way as well. I mean, he's got a pretty good experience level, I guess, in the Truck Series and the Xfinity Series, but it's really only been about 2 years that he's been running up front with the big boys in the Cup Series. So maybe he's still learning, but as he learns, he continues to kind of move people out of the way, and so I think that there's a maturity level that he will find here sometime in the near future. I think you'll see some of this kind of go by the wayside, but certainly here this season for sure he's made his share of nemesis, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Tharp, president of Darlington Raceway, with us here on Sports Talk. And KT, obviously you can't control the weather being an outdoor sport. Sometimes rain delays just have to happen. What is your track's policy? What are other tracks? I'm sure it's pretty much the same with regards to what Dover had to do since the race was postponed over to Monday. Do you offer refunds for fans if they can't stay, or since they bought the ticket and showed up Sunday, you know, it's just tough? How does NASCAR handle rain delays when it goes into an extra day?
Well, I think NASCAR came up with a pretty good rain policy here about 3 or 4 years ago, Chris. And I think if you're not able to make that race the next day, then you have the opportunity to redeem that ticket for the next event at that particular track, or even another event at a sister track. I don't think that goes. I don't think that includes the Daytona 500, but I think it does allow you to go to a race at a sister track if you chose to do so. So, which I think is a pretty fair policy, to be honest with you. And so it looked like a good many of the fans came back out yesterday, and certainly not as many as you would have had on Sunday. But yeah, the rain is certainly something, as you said, you can't control. It's something as a track promoter that you despise. And my wife gets after me about this time every year for a race preparation. You know, I don't know why you're looking at the weather forecast. You can't control it. You don't have anything to do with it. But that's what we start doing about 10 to 14 days out, is looking at that weather forecast and trying to see what the weather is going to look like. And that's, again, that's something that you have no control over, and you got to make the best of it. And, it's just part of being an outdoor sport.
What has been your takeaway as we head now into Kansas and start getting towards, still a couple of weeks away from the midway point of the season, but with regards to the way that the points have shaken out thus far with guys that maybe going into the season, Ross Chastain, as you mentioned, Christopher Bell, even Kevin Harvick in his final go-round having a really, really good season. Have you been surprised at some of the results thus far?
I think so, Chris. I think it's been kind of interesting. I think we've had a lot of different winners, but we've also had some guys that maybe haven't won that are still having top performances. And you look at a guy like Ross Chastain. If I'm not mistaken, he's the points leader, and I don't think he's won a race yet this year, but he's had some consistent top five, top ten performances, and so. Another guy I think that's kind of been on the under the radar that's had a pretty good season as a rookie is Ty Gibbs, and I think he's running pretty well, and so I think there's been some guys out there that are starting to really show what kind of driver they are. I tell you, Brad Keselowski's having a much better season this year than he did a year ago in his maiden year at RFK. So I think there have been some surprises out there from, some of the performances, and then you look back and you see some of the same names that are still winning. But I think that what we've seen so far this season has been a pretty good mixture.
KT, before we let you go, you talked about walking the track today, or maybe you're driving around the track today, just taking a look at it. Anything need to be fixed up before we go racing there? In a little over a week, folks start getting there, getting on the track, maybe around the grounds. Anything that you feel like needs to be improved between now and then?
Well, there's always a grass that needs to be cut, some manicuring that needs to be done. We bring in a landscaper that should be on property tomorrow, and for the next 9 or 10 days, they focus strictly on landscaping the property and making it look as good as possible. I was out there today for about 90 minutes, and, I had a checklist of some things that I brought back to our track ops people. And I said, you probably need to take a look at this at the next couple of days, and they certainly will. We have a great group out there of folks that work here on a permanent basis, and all we also bring in our VP of track operations from Martinsville, and we also have one of the top people out of Richmond that are helping us here this weekend. So It's a joint effort, but I say all in all right now, Phil, I think the track looks in really top-notch shape.
Excellent. How are the ticket sales looking? You got a few more you can get out there over the next 10 days or so?
Oh, without a question, we can never sell enough tickets. I think our ticket sales are trending pretty well, but I encourage our fans, again, if you want to see the top 75 greatest living drivers at NASCAR, at one place at one time, you need to come to Darlington next weekend. And you need to go on darlingtonraceway.com and get your tickets or call 866-459-7223. I don't think that there's going to be another opportunity for our fans to see this collection of drivers together at one place at one time. It's going to be exciting. There's drivers coming back that haven't been here in a long time. Jeff Bodine, Carl Edwards, Casey Kane, Herschel McGriff, Dale Jarrett, Bobby Allison, Rusty Wallace. It's going to be a who's who. So I encourage our fans to come out and enjoy the weekend.
How are those new seats in the Pearson Tower looking?
They're excellent, Phil. I've been up there several times. It's such a better experience for fans. Brand new stadium style seats with armrest and cup holders and much better than the seats we had previously, and I think our fans are going to really, really enjoy that.
Okay, sir. We thank you for the time. Have a great week. I know you got a lot going on. Look forward to talking to you again next week and then seeing you at the track in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Kerry.
Sounds good, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, KT. All right, Kerry Tharp with us here on Sports Talk.